Todd, can you talk about how you stayed with your offensive game plan? First two possessions, you're down 14 points, and then you go on and execute and have an unbelievable game on the offensive side of the ball.
I thought those guys did a great job. I felt like on defense, we started the fourth quarter and the first quarter. Give up two touchdowns quick, but the offense, they ran the ball well. They mixed it in. I thought Morton Cole had a great game plan. I thought they executed very well.
How big is it for you guys' growth to finish one of these games in the fourth quarter that we talked about for like a month now, 2 months ago?
This big. It's big to win one. You know, it gives you a lot of confidence going in, and you can breathe a sigh of relief before you move on to next week. But to come out finally, it's refreshing.
How do you feel like some of the changes you guys made in practice paid off today in regards to finishing?
Oh, it's a credit to the guys just working hard, paying attention to detail.
What did you think of the game? Robbie and Jermaine.
Well, they played great. I thought everybody on offense, for the most part, played great. They had some big catches. They had some tough blocks. I thought they did a good job. Well, it'll be a process. We'll be growing up again next week, but for them not to flinch and to come back from 14 down early and fight to the end, it's a credit to them.
Does it matter to you that you guys have now equaled your game win total down a year ago?
Doesn't matter. We'd like to be better than that, but it doesn't matter. We're not comparing it.
Were you surprised that the Jets were able to move down the field very easily, at least in two drives during the game?
No, not surprised. I'm glad we did.
Coach, we were surprised to see that Darren Lee was inactive before the game. Was there a reason? Is he hurt?
No, he wasn't hurt. Just a coach's decision. It was a coach's decision.
Todd, why didn't Wilkerson start? Why didn't
that was a coach's decision as well. All the team rule coaching decisions made by me, I made them.
Will Mo start next week?
Yeah, it'll be fine.
And will Darren be active?
He'll be active.
Todd, your offensive line had some rough outings recently, Tampa Bay, Carolina. Were you happy with how they raised their level of play today?
They did a good job. I thought they did a good job. Kansas City got a good pass rushing defensive line. I thought they held their own, and they kept us in the ball game.
Was there an adjustment, Todd, on Kelce after that?
Well, we busted three of them early, or not busted, but he ran by us three early. Lack of attention to detail, and we settled down and they played well.
What are you making your chances to make the playoffs?
We're just trying to beat Denver next week. We're going to try to win all our games, and we'll look up at the end of the year and see where we're at. There was no message. Nobody flinched. We knew we had to finish the game out. The offense came back and went down the field, and then we scored.
Were you concerned at all when you guys were field goal there in the second half? Did you guys weren't getting touchdowns?
No, they're points. You want to get 6 points, but if you get 3 points, that's fine. It's part of the ball game.
Robinson and Claiborne both gave up long touchdowns to Hill. With his great speed, is he a hard guy to cover without any help?
Yeah. Judging by what just happened, yes, he is.
Are you happy with your veteran quarterback performance?
I thought Josh played a great ball game, obviously, and I'm very happy with him.
Were they supposed to have help on those long ones to help?
They knew what the guy's speed was. They shouldn't get beat deep.
So what was the problem with Kelce early? He had three big catches, two for touchdown.
We didn't play him well.
What went into Robinson playing more today and starting?
We want to see him more. He had a good week of practice, obviously. Take away that one play, which you can't take away, but we want to see him play. Oh, he didn't get hurt.
Taking your pass rush today, like, got better as the game progressed.
Well, once we gave him a chance to rush the passer, you know, they were pretty good. Obviously, he was just catching and throwing early, which didn't allow them to get to the pass. And once we made them pass, we were allowed to get somewhat of a rush.
Todd, I know you said it was a coach's decision on Mo and Darren. Are you disappointed that you had to make a coach's decision on
them? I make coach's decisions every week, so you're disappointed and you move on. We handle it, we take care of it, we don't let it linger, and we move to the next week.
This is just three straight years now that Mo has been suspended for a quarter. What's the issue?
There's no issue. Like I said, we have rules. We made rules. We have coaches' decision. We make them. We move on. I'm not going to sit here and detail everything that's wrong with every one of my players. So.
Was that related, the two of them, Tom?
What?
Was the decision to bench the two of them related, or were they separate?
No. They're
separate. What did you think of Rivas?
I didn't really watch him much, but I talked to him after the game, said hi, exchanged pleasantries, and moved on.
Were you surprised how that he did not play in the second half?
Not our call, not my decision. I don't know whether he was hurt or what happened. You're probably going to have to ask him that.
What did you think that the long drive to start the second half, did you think that kind of took something out of the Kansas City defense a little bit?
I don't know if it took anything out of them, but it helped us as far as eating clock up and shortening the game.
What were the keys today to your third down conversion rate? And also, how much did Josh help you the way he moves in the pocket and sometimes tucks it under?
Well, we ran the ball. We didn't have as many third and longs as we had the past 2 weeks. And obviously, with the run game helping us out a lot, and Josh is very intelligent. He picks up things and sees things. I thought everybody chipped in.
What do you think about Robbie and Jermaine's continued emergence here? This is back-to-back weeks for 100 yards receiving for both of them.
They had big weeks, obviously, all the way around. You know, they're stepping up, making big plays at key times.
Coach, you said you have to make a lot of coaches' decisions. You discipline the players. What kind of criteria do you use in terms of thinking something's at the level where we're not going to play a player as compared to, you know, especially an important game, as compared to sometimes where they might do something wrong and you still will let them play? What criteria do you use to...
It's all different. Obviously, every case is different. We handle things how we handle things. Some things are etched in stone that you can't do, and we go from there.
Did you guys do a better job in the penalty department, did you feel, today?
For the most part, yeah, that I can recall.
Good.
Thanks.
Thanks, Coach.